仆人的好榜样。
And become a good example to the minister of the Lord.
我们现在打开罗马书第十五章。
Now turn to Romans chapter 15.
今天我们要讲完第十五章。
We want to complete the preaching on the chapter 15.
帮到了我们一同打开，我们要从第十八节一直读到，我们要从第二十八节读到第三十三节。
We shall read beginning from verse 28 to 33.
等我办完了这事，把这善果向他们交付明白，我就要路过你们那里，往西班牙去。我也晓得去的时候必带着基督丰盛的恩典而去。第三十节，三十到三十三一同开声来读。弟兄们，
我借着我们主耶稣基督，又借着圣灵的爱，劝你们与我一同竭力，为我祈求上帝，叫我脱离在犹太人不顺从的人，也叫我为耶路撒冷所办的坚强可蒙圣徒悦纳，
并叫我
顺着
上帝的
旨意，
欢喜喜
的
到你
们
那
里，
与
你
们
同
得
安息。
愿
是
平
安
的
上帝
常
与
你们
众
人
同
在。
阿
们。我们读经就到这个地方。
We start the reading of scripture here.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
说感谢你带领我们知道今天可以讲完罗马书第十五章。愿主你预备我们的心，用谦卑受教、饥渴慕义、等候你话语的心到你的面前来。你开通我们的心窍的时候，你的光照耀我们心的时候，我们就更归向你，我们更认识你，也更享受你的同在。求主你赐福讲你翻译的同感一灵，把你的真理传讲清楚。感谢祈求奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你。
阿们。
好，我们大家今天要思想这一段最后的这一段。
We want to meditate upon this last passage of this chapter.
保罗讲完了他怎样在外邦中间传扬耶稣基督。
Paul, after he said how among the Gentiles he preached about Christ,
怎样在不信的人中间高举基督的福音。
How that among the unbelievers he lift up the gospel of God.
把他们带到主的面前来。
And also to bring them before Christ.
那保罗就把他们当作一个祭品一样的献给上帝。
Then Paul deemed them as a sacrifice to offer it to God.
这是他工作的果效。
This is the result of his ministry.
蒙上帝所悦纳。
And that is acceptable by God.
我们今天在世界劳碌，许多时候得到的就是为自己的享受，为自己的出息，而不是为神的荣耀。
Now all the labor that we have in the world is for our enjoyment, for our own saving, not for the glory of God.
有一天上帝问你，我给你这么多恩典，我给你健康，我给你恩赐，你为我做了什么？
And one day God will ask from you, I will give you health, I will give you blessing. What have you done for me in return?
而你用什么献上给我？
So with what do you want to offer it to me?
保罗说，我要把这些外邦人当作果子献在上帝的面前。
Paul said that this Gentile as a sacrifice on the offering before God
是美好的果子。
It is a beautiful fruit.
是成熟的果子。
It is also ripened fruit.
盼望上帝可以悦纳的果子。
So that it is acceptable by God.
我们今天盼望神把许多美好的恩赐赐给我们。
Today we desire many blessings that God will give to us.
但是我们很少人把美好的果子献给上帝。
But very seldom people give the best fruit to God.
我们许多时候我们对主有所求有所要。
Many times there is such a prayer and asking from God.
但是我们没有为主的缘故对自己有所要有所求。
But never that for the sake of God we ask from ourselves.
我们领受了神的恩典，神的福分。
So much blessing and grace we receive from God.
但是我们对神无善可陈，无果可献。
But then to God we have nothing to offer.
所以保罗不但做福音的使者。
So then Paul not only that he's a messenger of the gospel.
成为福音的见证。
And become the testifier of the gospel.
保罗成为福音外邦人的祭司。
And also become the priest of the Gentiles.
保罗有福音的心智。
He has a heart for the gospel.
保罗更结福音的果子。
And there's a better fruit of the gospel too.
献上福音的果效在上帝的面前。
And also he offered the result of the ministry to God.
不但如实，
那些
外邦人不但领受了福音，
so the Gentiles only to receive the gospel，
他们又蒙教导，
and they have been taught，
可以供应圣工的需要，
so they can provide for the need of the ministry。
现在很多牧师只懂讲道，不懂训练门徒， 供应圣工的需要。
Today there are pastors who know how to preach, but you know how to train and teach the members how to provide for the need of the ministry.
很多牧师知道我讲道，那这是长老给我薪水，你们够不够不是我的事，我的事就是讲道。
And many of the pastors say that I preach and you provide for my need, and whether this is sufficient for the church, I don't care.
那么保罗对外邦人传道。
But Paul was preaching to the Gentiles.
这些外邦人得救了以后。
And Gentiles after they've been saved.
凡得救的都要在圣工上有份。
For those who are saved, you must be a share in the ministry of God.
所以他们从前领受福音的时候。
So in the past when you received the gospel.
是别人的钱，别人的工作，别人的时间。花在他们身上。
It's the time, the finance, the ministry of others spending on them.
等他们得救了以后。
But after they've been saved.
他居然明白福音会传到我这里是因为别人祷告。别人传道，别人付代价。
Then they understand the gospel can reach me. It is because people pay the price, they preach and they offer.
为我祷告。
And they pray for me too.
现在我信主了以后。
Now after I believe.
我不是单单从领受福音做一个被动的人。
So not only that I just receive the gospel, it comes someone who is passive.
我要做一个主动报恩的人。
But I want to be someone who take the active to repay the grace.
别人把福音传给我，现在轮到我把福音传给人。
In the past, people preach the gospel to me, but now it's my turn to preach the gospel to others.
我没有得救的时候，人为我祷告，现在我要为没有得救的人祷告。
Before I am saved, people pray for my salvation, and now after salvation, I want to pray for others.
我还没有信主的人。别人拆穿出钱出力使我有机会听福音。
When I was still an unbeliever, people send the money, send people to preach to me.
现在我信主以后，我应当自己懂得出钱出力使别人也可以听福音。
Now that I become a Christian, I must be one who also pay the price so that other can listen to the gospel.
那么从受变为施，这个长进是怎么来的呢？
So from the receiving end, you want to come to the giving end. Well, how would you grow?
所以传福音以后要栽培，要教导，要使他们明白。
So after preaching the gospel, you still have to continue to train to teach them to understand.
所以这些外邦人领受福音以后，
so the Gentile after they receive the gospel,
他慢慢慢慢懂得怎样支持别地方的福音工作。
Slowly they learn how to support for the need of other places.
后来保罗又教导他们，
so Paul also continued to teach them,
叫他们照顾圣徒，
so that they will take care of the saints.
叫他们要帮助需要的，
so they will help those who are needy.
特别要帮助那些曾经把福音带到他们这个地方原先地区的贫穷人。
And especially take care of the poor of those places initially who have preached the gospel to them.
所以有一些的人就把钱奉献了。
So then there are people who make offerings.
他们就把这一部分当作是捐书，当作是帮助穷人的用处。
And this part of our offering is treated as a contribution to help those who are poor.
那么奉献给上帝，给帮助穷人是同一件事情吗？
And offering to God and also the contribution for the poor, is it the same thing?
这个我们也需要明白一下。
We must understand this.
因为从某一个广泛的程度来说，
From a broad sense,
我们所有的钱都是上帝。
All our money belongs to God.
从比较狭窄的命令来说，
from a narrow sense,
神说给我们的十分之一是归回给他的。
What God has given to us, we have tied it and then give it back to God.
那么旧约的圣经告诉我们，
the Old Testament says,
十分之一要全然归入上帝殿的仓库里面。
10% of our offering must totally go to the treasure of God.
所以这呢，你叫做十一奉献，其实圣经不是这么讲。
That's called tithing that you say. Actually, the Bible doesn't teach in this manner.
这个 tithing 不是 offering to God.
Tithing is the offering to God. 十分之一不是向神的奉献。
Tithing is give back God's money to God himself.
十分之一乃是神应该有的钱，我们归回给神。
因为这是上帝的。
Because this is God.
不是我的。
Not mine.
所以我拿给他的，我不能我奉献给你，这你的嘛，怎么会我奉献？
So when we give back to God, this belongs to God, so you cannot say you offer to God.
十分之一不是我们奉献给上帝。
So tithing is not our offering to God.
十分之九是上帝赐给我们。
Because 90% is what God has given to us.
神给我们。
God has given to us.
那么神要我们把他所要的十分之一归回给他。
Then what God demands of that 10%, we must return it to God.
就是耶稣所讲的，上帝的屋归回上帝，该杀的屋归给该杀。
And that's what Christ said, that what belongs to God, go back to God. What belongs to Caesar, go back to Caesar.
什么叫做该杀的屋呢？
What do you mean, what belongs to Caesar?
什么叫做上帝的屋呢？
And what belongs to God?
这就是我们对神应当交上神的钱。 从对政府应当交税的两个责任。
And there's a two responsibility on the taxation you got to pay to the government, also what belongs to God, we got to give it back to God.
那奉献是什么呢？
Then what am I offering now?
奉献是在十分之一以外的才叫做奉献。
Offering is something which is on top of the 10%, and that's offering.
奉献到底要多少呢？
Now how much are you to offer?
这就是要心甘情愿。
Something you offered willingly.
因为如果你捐的不乐意，上帝不愿纳。
Because if you were to make offering without willingness, God would accept.
你除了衣食足够，有剩下的钱，还要帮助贫穷的人。
So other than your own need, you must also have offering to help others.
帮助贫穷的人，先从上帝的家开始。
To help those who are poor, it must begin from the house of God.
你要爱弟兄，最后爱众人。
You must ask your brothers and sisters first, and then you love all.
人若不能爱看见真的弟兄，怎么能爱看不见的上帝？
If people cannot love those that can see with a visible eyes, how can you love God who is invisible?
所以呢，你不能爱弟兄。
So if you cannot love your brothers,
就证明你从来没有爱上。
Meaning you have never loved God before.
所以耶稣基督说，你坐在这小子里面一个，你就是坐在我的身上。
And that's why Christ Jesus said, you've done upon this little one, that is doing upon me.
这样严格的说，我们帮助穷人的钱是没有一块寄到天堂去，因为天堂从来没有派邮差到地上来。
So in a strict sense that when you make offering to help those who are poor, it is not recorded in your heavenly treasure.
There is no postman sent from heaven.
天上没有这个邮差来收这些钱。
所以没有人把钱带到天上。So no, 上帝也不需要我们的臭钱。
So no one actually bring all this money back to the heaven because this is not good.
当我们的钱做圣工的时候，
when we have the money to do the ministry of God,
是为了神的工人的需要。
It is for the need of God's worker.
是为了圣徒生活的需要。
For the need of the livelihood of the saints.
是为了圣工费用的需要。
For the need of the expensesOf the ministry.
这样我们住礼堂要用钱。
So when a higher hall we need money.
神的仆人坐飞机要用钱。
And also there must be pay for airfare.
住旅馆要用钱。
To stay in a hotel we need money.
神的仆人出来把家庭撇下，他们的家庭要用钱。
And also the minister of God when the minister outside their family need money.
所以基督徒就懂得怎样照顾，怎样维系上帝的家。
So then we as Christians know how to maintain and love the house of God.
这就是对神的爱。
So that is the love towards God.
基督徒也懂得怎样对贫穷的基督徒的照顾。
And Christians also know to take care of those who are poor as Christians.
所以保罗说，他们把钱交给我。
So Paul said they've given this money to me.
带到耶路撒冷。
So I want to bring it to Jerusalem.
当我办完这事以后，
after I completed this task,
我就很盼望到罗马去见见你们。
Then I hope to go to the Roman, to Rome to visit you.
从某一个角度来说，
from one angle,
他们这样帮助耶路撒冷的穷人是他们所乐意的。
In this manner that they help the poor of Jerusalem is what something that willing.
从另外一个角度来说，
from another angle,
他们应该这么做，因为是耶路撒冷的人先有福音传给他们这些外邦人。
They ought to do that because it's the Jerusalem saints that have the gospel first and then preach it to them.
这就两句很简单的话语。
So in this very two simple statements,
前面看到责任跟甘心的配合。
We can see that working together of responsibility, duty, and also willingness.
许多事情我们当尽的责任，我们一面尽一面不甘愿。
But on one hand, many times, on one we pay our duty, but on the other hand, we are not willing.
相反的，有一些人很甘愿做，做超过他们责任应该做的事情。
But then there are people willingly, they make offering for more than their duty command.
基督徒一方面尽责任，一方面呢甘心尽责任。
So as a Christian, at the same time we do our duty, but on the other hand we must do it willingly.
这样我们才在神面前蒙恩呢，在人面前成为好的榜样。
Then before God we are acceptable by God and also be a good example to people.
这是前面的一段告诉我们。
That's what brought to us in the first passage.
当保罗说我到你们中间去的时候，
So when Paul said when I come among you,
他不是带钱去，因为他是一个传道人。
He's not bringing money to them because he's just a minister.
那么他去罗马的时候，
so when he go to Rome,
他说我要带着基督丰盛的恩典到你们。
He said, I want to bring the full measure of the blessing of Christ.
这是每一个传道、每个牧师、每个神学生要常常自己警惕自己的事情。
This is something that as a minister, as a theological student, all the time you want to warn yourself.
我们凭着什么到一个地方去呢?
With what we go to a place.
如果你没有丰盛的恩典，你凭着什么到那个地方去?
If you do not have that full measure of blessing, then upon what did you go?
我们凭着什么上讲台?
Based on what did you come and stand on the pulpit?
如果你没有丰盛的恩典，你为什么上讲台?
If you do not have that full measure of the blessing, how would you stand on the pulpit?
人到教会来，到聚会来，不是要看个性。
When people come to the church, they are not watching film stars.
人到聚会来，不是要听牧师的口才。
When we come to the meeting, they are not listening to the eloquence of the pastor.
人参加聚会，不是要看人的服装、人的荣耀。
When people come to the meeting, they are not going to watch our attire, our glory.
人要领受上帝的真理。
But they want to receive the truth of God.
人要感受上帝的恩典。
They want to also feel the grace of God.
人要领受神的福分。
They want to receive the blessing of God.
所以每次我们到一个地方去传道。
So every time when we go to a place to preach.
每次我们到一个地方去侍奉。
And go there to minister.
我们都是带着基督丰盛的恩典到那里。
We go there with full measure of the blessing of Christ.
这句讲完了。
After this,
那么这一段就结束了。
And then we conclude this passage.
他讲完这一段，又接下去他怎么讲呢
？And continually what did Paul say?
弟兄们，我借着我们主耶稣基督，又借着圣灵的爱，劝你们跟我们一同竭力为我祈求上帝。
Verse number 30 says, I urge you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me.
这句圣经是个邀请。
This is
An invitation.
他邀请
什么呢? Inviting what? 邀请罗马的基督徒。
Inviting the Christian of Rome.
与他同心。
Together with him, they'll be one hearted.
与他尽力。
And also would urge and to work hard.
为他祈求。
And to pray on his behalf.
那么他在什么事情上邀请人与他同心呢?
Upon what Paul invited them to work one heartedly with him?
就是传福音的事情。
Upon the work of preaching the gospel.
所以他的弟兄们,
so he said, brothers,
我劝你们,
I urge you,
我求你们,
I ask you,
建立与我们同心,
to join me in my struggle.
同心做什么呢?
In what?
与我们一同建立,
also struggle together with me,
一同尽我们的力量,
and to do the best of us.
其实呢, 有一本英文的翻译, 这些圣经翻译成什么?
One English translation translated as what?
弟兄们, 我劝你们与我们一同征战
that together want to fight.
哦，这句话对我是很敏感的。
To me, I'm very sensitive to this.
因为我很懂这个意思。
Because I know this meaning.
当我十七岁第一次奉献以后
，at the age of 17 after my dedication，
我就发现侍奉主不是开玩笑。
I discovered it's not a joke to serve the Lord.
传道不是演讲
，and also to preach is not only to give a talk.
做见证不是做基督教的广告。
To make testimony is not to have a propaganda for Christianity.
我十七岁，我一个很深的觉悟。
At the age of 17, I have an understanding.
做见证是征战。
When you bear testimony, you are actually at a warfare.
传福音是征战。
To preach the gospel, actually, you are at a warfare.
站讲台是征战。
And on standing on the pulpit, you are battling.
我正月份的时候奉献做传道。
In January, I dedicate myself to be a preacher.
1957年1月9号。
1957, January the 5th.
1957, 3月份我开始传道。
So on March 1957, I start to preach.
我从来不要求上讲台。
I never asked for myself to stand on a pulpit.
从来没有要人给我机会上台。
I never asked people to give me chances to stand on a pulpit.
因为我不是爱站讲台的。
Because I'm not the one who loves to stand on a pulpit.
但我是爱领人归主。
But I want like to bring people to Christ.
我在路上分担子。
On the street, I distribute tracts.
我在火车上分担子。
On the train, I distribute gospel tracts.
我坐火车到乡下去分担子。
When I took a train, I went to the village to distribute tracts.
一个一个人对他讲耶稣。
So one by one, I preach Christ to them.
无论佛教徒、无神论、共产党或者回教徒。
No matter is the Buddhist, whether is the Muslim, whether is the atheist.
一个一个分担子给他们。
One by one, I distribute tracts to them.
我知道这是危险的。
I know this is something dangerous.
我可能被关进监
狱。I could be imprisoned.
我可能给人家打。
I could be beaten.
我可能给人家赶出来。
I could be chased away.
但是基督徒都不传福音，谁传福音
？But if Christians do not preach, who then will preach?
基督徒都不为主受苦，我们有什么资格叫不信耶稣的人为主受苦
？If Christians do not suffer for the Lord's sake, how can we ask the non-Christians to suffer for the Lord?
所以从十七岁开始
，So from beginning of the age of 17,
我就到学校、到医院、到监牢、到哪里。 就去传道。
I go to the school, I go to prison, I go to all places to preach.
那么我就发现
，So I discovered，
每一次跟人传的时候
，Every time when I preach the gospel to people，
意见不一样。
He is a different opinion.
他的看法不一样。
His view is different.
每一次福音跟人不同的思想形态一结合的时候
，So at a time when the gospel encounter with different ideology，
就是一场征战。
Then that is a battle.
那么到九月份的时候发生一件事情。
So in September something happened.
有一个学生的爸爸快要死了。
And also a father of a student about to die.
我的妈妈去为他祷告。
So my mother went and prayed for him.
后来我也去为他祷告。
So I also went to pray for him.
那我十七岁骑脚车到医院去传道。
So at the age of 17, I took my bicycle to preach in the hospital.
我进到那个人的家里，在这房间里。
So I entered into that room for that sick person. I prayed for him.
我祷告的求助医治他。
I pray that God will heal him.
求主给他脱离罪恶，脱离魔鬼，脱离黑暗的权。
That he will be liberated from the power of sin and darkness and Satan.
奉主名，撒旦离开他。
So in the name of Christ, I cast away Satan.
求主耶稣进到他身。
So as Jesus to enter into his life.
祷告完了。
After prayer,
我就回家了。
I went back home.
第二天的我妈妈再去为他祷告。
The second day when my mother went and prayed for him again.
妈妈回来的时候。
When my mother returns,
她说：“你知道不知道昨天你为那个病人在医院祷告发生什么事吗
？”Do you know that yesterday when you pray for that sick man, what happened in the hospital？
我说我不知道，我就去祷告，祷告就出来。
I said I don't know. I went there pray and after I come back.
她说：“上帝很用你呀。
”You say God use you.
我就开始很兴趣，怎么知道上帝用我
？Then how do you know that God use me? I get interested.
因为你还没有进去的时候。
Before you go in,
那个病人呢
？That sick man，
他一直喊都是鬼，都是鬼。
He was crying louder. That was everywhere.
这个什么我不认识，那个是什么人我不认识。他们有的有脚，有的舌头伸在墙上，有的青眼獠牙，好多鬼在房间。
So I don't know this, I don't know, but all so many devils in that room. Say,
但我呢不知道，所以我跑进去。
I didn't know, I went in the room.
我知道我先跑。
If I were to know, I would run first.
那我跑进去，我都不知道，我就进去祷告了。
So I went in, I didn't know, I pray.
后来我说我们祷告。
So later I said we pray.
他的太太就闭眼睛。
And the wife closed her eyes.
那个老人家也闭眼睛。
The old man also closed her eyes.
闭眼睛以后呢
？After closing the eyes, I pray, prayed.
等我祷告，奉耶稣名叫撒旦离开他的。
So after praying, I pray in the name of Jesus to cast away demons.
突然间呢
？Suddenly,
那些鬼全部不见了。
All those devils disappeared.
我不知道，如果我知道，我先不见了。
I did not know if I would know, I would disappear myself. I was so frightened.
满房间都是鬼。
I was so frightened. So many devils.
那我祷告完了，我出去了。
So after prayer, I left the room.
第二天，我妈妈去了。
The second day when my mother went.
他们昨天。你的孩子在祷告。
You say yesterday your son came to pray.
祷告讲奉耶稣的名，什么蛋出去的。
So in the name of Jesus, he cast away all the devils.
他们不知道什么叫撒旦，他知道鬼，他就知道了。
So they did not know Satan and no devils.
后来他讲什么蛋出去，真的完蛋了，鬼都出去了。
So they say, well, Satan and all these devils went away.
怎么你的孩子有这种术
？How so? Oh, how come he had this kind of power?
我不讲魔术嘛。
I'm not talking about this magic.
你有这种术
，but with this kind of power.
有这么能力
，this power.
有这个办法
，the way.
所以我的先生呢，后来就没有了，没有了，都走了。
So later my husband said, no more, no more, all has disappeared.
原来当我奉耶稣的名的时候
，so later in the name of Christ Jesus,
他看见一个红色的东西过来了。
He saw that something red came to him.
红色的过去以后
，after this red that thing went,
撒旦都离开了。
All Satan disappeared.
这个表示呢，基督十字架的能力。
Meaning that's the power of the cross.
从那一天开始。
Since that day onwards.
我就对自己说。
I told myself.
我知道我在做什么。
I know what I'm doing.
我知道福音工作多重要。
I know so important is the gospel ministry.
我知道耶稣的名有多大的能力。
I know such a great power with the name of Jesus.
我知道传福音就是一场征战。
I know that to preach the gospel is a battle.
所以从那一天开始
，So since that day onwards,
我上台
，When I go to the pulpit,
讲道
，I preach.
我一人传福音
，And preach the gospel.
我有很严谨的态度
，Very solemn attitude I have.
用战惊的心情
，Also with a heart of trembling.
依靠主的宝
，And also a 身体的
勇敢与撒旦宣
，Very courageously I want to declare war with Satan.
我是一个很普通的人
，I'm very ordinary man.
你跟我在一起，你就知道我是很。很简单，很普通的。
So if you were to live with me, you know that I'm very simple, I'm very ordinary.
但是你要注意，每次我上台的时候
，But you know that every time when I stand here on the pulpit,
我好像变成另外一个人。
I'm changed to another person. You see.
这是很多各地世界的基督徒，世界各地的人都知道这件事。
A lot of people in the whole world they know about this thing.
他说他们是在台上多威严。
He said that so solemn is Reverend Tong on the pulpit.
在下来原来这么随和。
But then he is so friendly when he's down there.
而且更大的聚会
and even bigger meetings,
我有更大的威严
I would have more authority.
再大的聚会
and even bigger meetings,
我有再大的威严
and also more authority.
为什么呢
Why?
我不知道
I don't know.
这是我从起初把侍奉当作征战这种思想蒙上帝悦纳而来
Because since the very beginning, I know that this idea is acceptable because that I treat every kind of preaching as a battle.
我有几个学生，我很不愿意承认他做我的学生。
I have a few students, this student, I don't want to recognize him as a student.
因为他上台的时候不再征战，在开玩笑。
Because every time when they come to prepare, they are not engaged in a battle, they are joking.
所以已经好几次对他说，如果你一直在台上讲笑话。宁可你不要做传道好了。
So there's a few times I warned them that you want to joke on you on the pulpit, you better don't be a minister.
你侍奉不是演戏。
Because to a minister is not to perform.
上台不是表演。
And to go to a pulpit is not performing.
你不是给人娱乐。
You're not entertaining people.
你不是讲笑话让人高兴。
You're not making jokes people laugh.
一个讲笑话太多的传道人，结果没有多少人喜欢他。
A preacher who joked too much, nobody would like him.
还有一些很好，许多人喜欢他的传道人，从来没有讲笑话。
And also, there are people who are very serious in the ministry. They never joke.
我不是说不可以讲笑话。
I'm not saying we can joke.
有时候我也讲笑话。
Sometimes I joke too.
那个讲笑话是为什么
？But what's the purpose of joking?
讲哪一种范围的笑话
？And what kind of joke that you joke?
讲笑话以后目的是什么
？And what's the purpose after joke?
这些都要很清楚。
All this you must be clear.
我们要为道做见证。
For the sake of the word, you must testify.
真理做神的仆人。
And also become the servant of God in truth.
每一次的侍奉都是征战。
So for every ministry is engaged in battle.
这些从很年轻的时候的经验。
Since very young, I have this experience.
使我变成一个很敏感的人。
So I become someone who is very sensitive.
这在做平常的时候做到一些，哎，侍奉主。我马上就敏感。
In a very ordinary service, I have suddenly I realize I'm ministering God. I'm sensitive now.
我不知道是不是在92年的时候。
I couldn't remember what is in 1992.
李牧师替我安排一次跟和尚站台。
And Reverend Lee had to make an arrangement so that I was together with a monk.
那是我一生一次给他排到跟和尚一同上。
And that was the first time ever I have together on a pulpit with a monk.
那期间我想简单了。他讲他的，我讲我的。
Initially, I thought that I want to make a simple way. He will talk his, I will talk mine.
当他讲完了，轮到我的时候。
But after he has finished and it comes to my turn,
突然间圣灵感动。
Suddenly, the Holy Spirit touched me.
你不要开玩笑。
Don't joke.
这不是两种不同宗教的比较。
This is not comparison to different religions.
这是你征战的时刻。
This is time of battle for you.
感谢上。
Praise God.
所以那一次的录音带。
So that tape of that time.
你再注意听的时候。
If you listen carefully,
你发现我很清楚正在征战。
You would understand that I know that I was in a battle.
所以神的安排很特别。
So God's arrangement are always very amazing.
释金明这一个法师。
This 释金明 that was a monk.
他就离开世界。
And he had left.
他是全马来西亚佛教总会的会长。
He is the chairman actually of the Buddhist Association in Malaysia.
他讲宗教与哲学半个钟头。
He had talked about half an hour on this religion and philosophy.
代表佛教。
Representing this Buddhism.
我也讲半个钟头。
I also talked for half an hour.
代表基督教。
Representing Christianity.
讲的题目也是哲学与宗教。
The same topic, this religion and philosophy.
我让他先讲。
I let him talk first.
我注意他怎么讲。
I listen carefully what that he's talk.
讲了25分钟以后，最后5分钟就讲故事结束。
After 25 minutes is preaching, then he end with the story.
我就祷告主啊，求你给我智慧怎么讲。
I say, God, give me wisdom so that I know how to say. I'll say.
代表一个宗教，在半个钟头要讲出最重要的教义是很难。
You know, to represent a religion for half an hour and to talk the essence of that religion is difficult.
你们都知道，我们讲罗马书讲了四年还没讲完。
You know, we're preaching this book of Romans for 4 years, we're not finished.
那么代表基督教讲宗教与哲学讲半个钟头要讲什么
？And to represent Christianity to talk about religion and philosophy for half an hour, what's that about?
是在帮助我。
And God really helped me.
所以讲到25分钟我也讲故事5分钟结束
So after preaching 25 minutes I also ended the last 5 minutes with a story
一呼一应
So it is according a response
同样半个钟头
So half an hour
很奇妙的主宰
Very strangely enough
我相信那一天把基督教超越所有宗教很多 重点都提出来。
I believe that I pointed out many important points whereby Christianity transcends all religions.
如果同样的题目叫我今天再讲一次。
If the same topic you want to be talked again tonight.
我也不相信我会比那一天讲得更好。
I won't believe that I will preach better than that night.
因为那一天是圣灵所引导。
Because that time was special guided from the Holy Spirit.
所以我再有一次圣灵引导，圣灵的引导不会比圣灵的引导更好。
And also with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, it will not be better than the guidance of the Holy Spirit in the first time.
圣灵是上帝。
Because the Holy Spirit is God.
只能说有不同的引导。
We can say different guidance.
只能说我们有不同的经历，不同的层次。
There are different levels, different experiences.
但是圣灵永远是最高的，因为他是上帝。
But the Holy Spirit is always highest because he is God.
我讲这些话是要告诉你。
When I say all this, just to tell you one point.
参与侍奉的时候。
When you are involved in the ministry.
无论是祷告。
No matter is praying.
无论是见证。
No matter is the testimony.
无论是代求。
No matter is intercession.
无论无论是传福音
，No matter preach the gospel，
无论是解经
，No matter is interpretation of Bible，
当侍奉的时候
，When you are ministering，
魔鬼就在你的四周搅扰你
，Satan is there to disturb you，
所以侍奉就是征战。
So the minister is to engage in the battle.
对那个英文的翻译，我感到很欢喜。
So I'm very glad of that English translation.
你们要与我一同征战。
Together with me, you must be engaged in the battle.
保罗这样要求他们。
Paul invited them.
那怎么样一同征战呢？
Then how that we struggle together?
为我祷告。
You want to pray for me.
所以告诉你，祷告是很重要的征战。
Meaning that prayer is a very important battle.
我们在祷告中间要透过空中恶魔掌权的地方。
That upon this prayer, we must break through this realm whereby is administered by Satan.
我们要冲破他的地盘。
We must break through their territory.
到了最高的地方，就是上帝的儿子耶稣基督的宝座呢。
So when you go to the highest place, there is the throne of the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
为什么我们祷告要奉耶稣的名？
Why is that every time when we pray in the name of Jesus?
天下人间除了这个名以外，上帝没有赐下别名使我们靠他得救。
Because in the whole world, other than Jesus' name, there's no other name through him we can be saved.
为什么我们祷告奉耶稣的名？
Why is that in a prayer we pray in the name of Jesus Christ?
除了这个名以外，没有一个人从死里复活，上帝使他的名超乎万名之上。
Because other than this name, there's no name who has resurrected and will transcend all names.
所以我们要很尊重耶稣基督的名。
So we must honor the name of Jesus Christ.
每一个人祷告的时候
，Everyone when they pray，
要自己尊主的名为圣，那个祷告。愿人都尊你的名为圣。
You must honor the name of Jesus Christ, and so that all people will honor His name as holy.
撒旦不怕你中天中夜祷告。
And Satan is not afraid whether you pray day and night.
撒旦不怕你修辞学、文学根底很好的祷告。
They do not afraid your good rhetoric in the prayer.
撒旦只怕你奉耶稣的名祷告。
But he is only afraid that you pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
只有在这个名的下面，他完全溃不成军，完全失败。
It is only under this name that he will be totally defeated.
所以我们在基督的名里面，我们夸胜。
So with boast in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们在基督的名里面蒙上帝悦纳。
So in the name of Jesus Christ, we are acceptable by God.
我们透过基督的名冲破仇敌的营垒。
It is through also the name of Jesus Christ, we break also the castle of the enemies.
在基督的名里面领受神的赐福。
And also in the name of Jesus Christ, we receive the blessing of God.
所以保罗说你们为我祷告。
So Paul said that you pray for me.
你们与我一同竭力。
And also you want to struggle with me.
就是你们借着祷告与我尽心征战为福音献上自己。
That is through prayer you want to struggle one hearted with me so they minister together with me.
那保罗邀请他们祷告的时候。
So when Paul invited them to pray with him.
根据两个重要的原则。
It is based on two important principles.
一个原则是什么呢？
The first principle is.
他说呢，我借着我主耶稣基督。
I through my Lord Jesus Christ.
第二个原则是什么呢？
The second principle.
就借着圣灵的爱。
By the love of the Spirit.
劝你们竭力。That I, 劝你们代求
so that I beseech you to struggle and also to pray for me.
所以保罗借着这两个基础要罗马的人为他祷告。
Founded on these two foundations, Paul wants the Romans to pray for him.
第一个基础是什么？
The first foundation.
主 耶稣基督。
By our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里我要强调 Kyrios 主这个字。
Here I want to emphasize on the Lord.
保罗在罗马书第一章就说我耶稣基督的奴仆。
And also in the first chapter, Paul has said that I am the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
十五章又说我做福音的仆人。
Also, chapter 15 says that I'm the servant of
the Lord Jesus Christ. 我做外邦人
的祭司。I'm the priest of the Gentiles.
我为了他们做了耶稣基督的仆人。
For their sake, I become the slave of the Lord Jesus Christ.
观念中间很清楚，基督是主，是主，我服侍我的主，我靠我的主，我在主面前祷告。
So the concept and idea is very clear. It is through my Lord, serving my Lord in my Lord, I pray.
所以这样这个祷告的第一个基础是什么
？So then the first foundation of this prayer is
就是神的主权
，the sovereignty of God.
基督所要的
，and what Jesus demands.
上帝的旨意
，what the will of God is.
基督里要成全的
，so what is accomplished in Christ Jesus.
基督里面应许的
，so what the promise in Christ.
基督里面施恩的
，and also the blessing come in.
这才成了我们祷告的基础。
All this then become the foundation of prayer.
我最少已经对你们两次讲到祷告神学的意义。
I've already told you the meaning of the theology of prayer.
而祷告是根据纯正的信仰建立起来的。
And to pray, it must be founded on the right faith.
这个特别是罗马书第十章交代出来。
And especially Romans chapter 10 has expounded it.
今天很多教会有祷告会，有的祷告会热闹得不得了，大喊大叫，却完全不照着圣经的原则。
Today, there are many churches that have prayer. They cry loudly in the prayer, but do not know the principle of prayer in the Bible.
比较像外邦的假先知的祷告。
They will be praying like the false prophet of the religion of heaven.
求上帝听你的，求上帝让你指挥。
They will ask God to listen to you, so that God will be conducted by you.
祷告不是命令上帝。
We pray not to command God.
祷告是承诺我要顺从上帝的命令。
We pray to make promises that we want to obey God.
祷告不是强逼上帝。
Pray not to force God.
祷告是让上帝的灵引导感动你，懂得怎样照他的旨意求。
So the Spirit of God will touch you and guide you so that pray according to His will.
祷告不是要上帝遵行你的旨意。
To pray is not so that God will listen to your mind.
祷告是你愿意他的旨意在地上成全。
But rather His will be accomplished on the earth.
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
May thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以祷告的人先承认神的主权。
So he who prays first acknowledge the sovereignty of God.
为什么祷告呢
？Why pray?
为什么向主祷告
？Why pray to the Lord?
因为我承认你是主。
Because I acknowledge your Lord.
你有绝对的主权。
You have the absolute sovereignty.
若是你肯施恩
，If you want to give us this grace,
我领受你的恩典。
I receive grace.
若是你不肯施恩
，If you are not willing to,
求你赦免我错误的祈求。
Just forgive my wrong prayer.
这种祷告
，This kind of prayer
绝对不是灵恩派那些逼上帝的热诚的祷告。
Absolutely, it's not the kind of fervency of the charismatic. They want to pray and force God.
他们那种热诚
，that kind of fervency，
这种热，这个热切。
This kind of heart and warmness
不是在真理上的热心。
It is not a fervency upon the truth.
是自信心，是自私心的强撑。
But also the fervency coming from your self-confidence, selfishness,
the expression。Of the egocentric zeal,
乃是说自我中心的热忱的表现。
这不是圣经所讲的火热。
This is not the kind of zeal spoken about in the Bible.
一个真正的祷告
，a true prayer,
是先尊主的名为圣。
You first acknowledge God's name as holy.
先降服神的主权
，and also submit to His sovereignty.
先顺从他的旨意。
And first obey His will.
先明白他的应许。
First to know His promises.
然后在他的应许，在他的主权里面。表现我们对他的信仰跟顺从。
Then upon his promise and sovereignty, we want to express our obedience and submissiveness to him.
所以保罗对罗马的基督徒。
So Paul told the Roman Christians.
借着主耶稣基督。
He said through my Lord Jesus Christ.
要你们与我征战，也为我祷告。
I want us to struggle together with him and pray for me.
这是主权的问题。
This is something talking about sovereignty.
一个人为什么向主祷告的
why can't we pray? How can we pray to God?
因为我们承认我们没有能力。
Because we acknowledge we are powerless.
我们承认我们没有主权。
That we don't have that sovereignty.
所以我说主啊。
So I said, Lord,
哦，你祷告不要顺服主的主权，你到底要做什么？
So when you pray, you don't want to submit to the sovereignty of God, then what are you going to do?
借着主耶稣基督要你们。
So through Lord Jesus Christ, I want you.
一个人在祷告中间先不尊重神的主权。
A person in this prayer, he will first doesn't obey the sovereignty of God.
结果他的祷告一定是要玩弄神，要利用神，要羞辱神。
Then in his prayer, he will manipulate God, he will insult God and put him to shame.
甚至在祷告中间，他是亵渎神，他是攻击神，他也不。
Then even in the prayer, he doesn't know that he is blaspheming against God and also attacking God.
That
God will have mercy on us.
We are
not utilizing God.
That
rather we prepare ourselves to be used by God.
第二个原则,
the second principle,
保罗说, 我借着圣灵的爱, 劝你们与我征战, 为我祷告。
Paul said that through the love of the Spirit, I urge you to struggle with me and to pray for me.
为什么说借着圣灵的爱呢?
Why through the love of the Holy Spirit?
圣经里面圣灵的爱只有这里一次。
Only here, once the Bible says that through the love of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵把上帝的爱浇灌在罗马书第五章一次。
And also in Romans chapter 5, it says that the Holy Spirit give also anoint her with the love of God.
圣灵所结的果子是仁爱，加拉太书一次。
And Galatians also once said that the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love.
圣灵的爱。
But the love of the Holy Spirit,
这个很少出现的词。
Very seldom appear.
那为什么会说圣灵的爱？
Why that here it says that the love of the Holy Spirit?
我们从三个层次看。为什么讲圣灵的爱?
From three aspects, you want to see why is it talk about love of the Holy Spirit?
基督的爱,
the love of Christ,
何等长阔高深,
it's such a great measure of it.
基督的爱,
the love of Christ,
是没有事, 没有东西使我们与他隔绝的,
there's nothing that separates us from him.
上帝的爱,
God's love,
上帝就是爱,
God is love.
这些名词很多的,
all these nouns appear,
但是圣灵的爱,
but the love of the Holy Spirit,
这是唯一的意思,
the only time it appears here.
我要从三个层次来讲,
from three levels I want to talk about it.
第一,
the first,
当我们信主以后,
after we believe in God,
圣灵就住在我们心,
the Holy Spirit dwell in us,
圣灵的内住,
and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit,
是爱的表现,
it's the expression of love.
因为他爱你到一个地步, 他愿意就住在你这个卑微的人内心之,
he loves you so much that he is humble enough to indwell in you as a believer.
如果皇帝说你到王宫与我一同住,
if the emperor would say, come to the palace and stay with me,
谁不要?
Everybody wants.
进皇宫偷看一下都很高兴。
And take a glimpse in the palace you want.
英国女王钱不够的时候，王宫开始让人展览一次入门票几十英镑。
So when this queen doesn't have enough money, they'll open the palace and people come to visit.
你不要说到那边住一天，你付不起的。
You just cannot pay if you were to stay there one night.
你看一看，付了很多英镑。马上滚蛋，不可以坐在那边。
But just to take a look, just to take a glimpse, you pay a big money, and then you can do that.
如果请你住王宫，你要的。
But if you were to invite to the city palace, you want it.
请你住总统府，你也要的。
To stay also in the president's house, you want it.
请你到妓女家里去，到乞丐家里去，你要不要
？But to go to the beggar's home, the prostitute's home, do you want?
本来你喜欢妓女的，我也要。
If you like prostitute, say I want.
好人不要去。
A good man will not go.
乞丐的家你更不去。
The beggars you won't go to his home.
我们这是罪人。
But we are sinners.
圣灵要住在我们里面，不是一天，是永远与我们同。
The Holy Spirit is indwelling in us not one day but the whole life.
这是何等谦卑。
Such humility.
何等的爱。
Such love.
所以虽然圣经没有讲圣灵的爱。
So even though the Bible doesn't talk about the love of the Holy Spirit.
只在这里提出来。
Only here it mentions.
但是我们很有资格。很有足够的理由，我们相信圣灵的爱是真的。
But we are qualified enough to know that the love of the Holy Spirit is genuine.
他爱我们
，He loved us.
爱到离开天上，到今天还没有回去。
And this one said that he left heaven until today he has not left
to go back home. 爱到住在我们里面，永远同在。
He loved us so much that he indwelt us and stay with us forever.
圣灵的爱是对的。
So the love of the Holy Spirit is right to be spoken here.
第二个层次
，the second level.
当我们受苦的时候
，when we suffer，
特别是为主受患难的时候
，and especially suffer for Lord's sake，
当我们为主受苦难、受逼迫、受患难的时候。
When for the love of sake of the Lord we suffer and being persecuted,
在我里面的圣灵,
the Holy Spirit that indwells us,
把上帝的爱厚厚浇灌在我们里面,
He totally pour and also anoint us with the love of God.
你看见那个枯干的农田吗？
You see this farm was totally dry.
我们中国人就叫做地裂归缝。
You see like a back of the tortoise is so cracked.
好像乌龟的缝一样，裂裂裂裂，那个泥土干到一个地步，变成一块一块结疤。中间裂缝一大分。
It's so dry, like the pattern at the back of the tortoise.
你们看过八个月没有下雨，农田变成裂归缝的情形
？Have you ever witnessed that for 8 months it never rained and all this farmland is so dry and cracked?
大地裂归缝。
So when the whole land is cracked,
就是地方饥饿以后呢，很多人饿死。
And that's the time when famine will come, people will starve to death.
那怎么办呢？
And what to do now?
求雨。
You pray for rain to come.
天啊，降大雨。
Heaven give rain to us.
要多少雨量？
How much rain is to come?
才能使归缝重新合起来？
Then it will remedy this crack of the earth.
多少雨量？
How much rain is to come?
才能使大地从干硬的归缝的状态变成柔软的泥土？
That the whole earth will be softened again.
就我没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
就千千万万万万万万万公顷的水下来。
Million, million, million tons of water.
裂归缝的地才能复原。
Then this cracked earth will be restored.
才能重新滋润，重新肥沃起来。
And for again, it will be water and softened.
所以当圣经讲。
So when the Bible says.
我们在患难中。
When we're in suffering.
圣灵把上帝的爱厚厚。浇灌在我们心
That God give us His love and to be another and poured out by the Holy Spirit to cover us.
就像裂归缝的大地迎接倾盆而下的大雨
That the cracked earth receiving that rain that come in dogs and cats.
圣灵很爱我们
The Holy Spirit loves us.
当我们受苦
When we suffer.
他会把爱浇灌在我们心
He will pour upon us the love of God.
因为当我们受苦的时候
Because at the time when we suffer.
人的安慰没有用
People's comfort has no more use.
我们受苦的时候
When we suffer,
伟大的诺言也没有。
And great promises doesn't work.
我们受苦的时候
When we suffer,
我们所需要的就是
What we need is,
不是人来的
Not coming from man.
上帝的爱厚厚的浇灌
The love of God coming together to us.
这么厚的爱
And starts pouring out love.
这么丰盛的滋润
The abundance of watering.
没有一个人可以做到
No one can do it.
除非圣灵自己以外
Other than the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的爱第二个层次
So the love of the Holy Spirit second level is
把上帝的恩爱浇灌在我心
To pour down into my heart the love of God
第一是什么
The first is
住在我心中
To indwell me
第二是什么
The second
浇灌在我心
To pour upon me
第三是什么
The third
透过我的顺从
Through my obedience
借助他自己的果子出来
To bear his own fruit
这果子是什么
What fruit is that
仁爱喜乐和平
Joy,
仁爱
peace,
恩慈良善信实温柔节制圣灵的果子
And that's the fruit of the Holy Spirit nine aspect of it
不是九粒果子
Not nine fruit
是一粒果子
One fruit
九个层面
But nine aspect of it
九个味道
And nine taste
九个性情
And nine characters
第一个方面是什么
The first is
仁爱
Love
所以圣灵充满的人
So he was filled by the Holy Spirit
爱心表现出来
Then he expressed it with love
圣灵充满的人
He was filled by the Holy Spirit
结出爱心的果子出来
And bear the fruit of love.
感谢上帝。
Praise God for that.
这是圣灵的爱三个层次。
These are three levels of the love of the Spirit.
别的地方没有这样讲。
And other places never talk about that.
保罗在这地方怎么讲呢
？Paul here says,
我借着主耶稣基督
，through my Lord Jesus Christ，
以及借着圣灵的爱
，and also in the love of the Spirit，
求你们与我征战。
I want to beseech you to struggle with me.
求你们为我们祷告。
To urge you to pray for me.
所以你为别人祷告。
So when you pray for others,
需要以神的主权。
Must depend on the sovereignty of God.
圣灵的爱的激励。
And also by encouraging constraint of the love of the Holy Spirit.
作为基础来代祷。
That becomes the foundation of your praying.
你为别人祷告。
When you pray for others,
要甘心情愿。
You must pray willingly.
为别人祷告。
When you pray for others,
不可以说我已经祷告了，上帝不是我的事，是他的事。我为他祷告这么久，你还不听吗？不可以。
Then you wanna say, God, I will pray for him for so long already. It is his duty, not mine. And why don't you answer?
你要凭着基督的主权。
By the sovereignty of Christ Jesus.
凭着圣灵的爱。
By the love of the Holy Spirit.
然后你祷告完了以后。
After your prayer.
神给，神不给。
Whether God gives or do not give.
你不可以反抗。
You would not resist.
Because
that is His sovereignty.
你祷告完了以后,
After your prayers,
那个人得医治不得医治,
whether the person is healed or not healed,
你不可以辩论,
you cannot debate with God. That is sovereignty of God.
你祷告完了以后,
After your prayers,
不可以取功劳,
you cannot ask for merit.
因为是圣灵的爱感动,
because that is the coming, the constraint of the love of the Holy Spirit.
这一段虽然只有一次,
even though it only says once here,
里面的意义是很宝贵。
But the meaning is so rich. In the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, and in the love of the Holy Spirit, I want to
visit
you and to struggle with me and also work one heartedly with us and pray for me.
那祷告什么呢?
Pray what?
罗马人啊,你们祷告的内容应当是这样。
So the content of Roman your prayer contents to be that.
使我脱离犹太不顺从的人。
That I may be rescued from the unbelievers in the Judea,
也叫我为耶路撒冷所带的钱他们可以接纳。
And that my service in Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints there.
这里保罗提到两样事。
Here Paul mentions two things.
请你为我祷告。
Pray for me.
第一。
The first.
祷告什么呢？
Pray for what?
我求你为我们祷告。
Pray for us.
使我脱离那些犹太人的手。
So that I will be rescued from the hand of those Jews.
第二,
the second,
你们为我祷告,
pray for me,
使我带去的钱, 耶路撒冷可以悦纳,
so that this contribution I bring,
那我,
the Jerusalem will accept it.
我深深思想这些圣经, 我起先不大明白,
so when I pondered deeply on this, initially I don't understand.
后来我知道这很宝贵,
so later I know this is a precious,
原来里面的意义很深,
because it's so rich in it, the meaning.
你们为我祷告,
when you pray for me,
使我脱离不顺从的,
so that I will be rescued from the unbelievers among the Jews.
这是犹太人是谁?
Who are these Jews?
就是罗马书第二章所讲的。
That is what Paul talked about in Romans chapter 2.
他们说我们有最大的权柄，上帝的圣灵是托给我们。
We have the greatest authority because God's word is through us given.
所以我们是选民，外邦人是狗。
So we are the elect, the Gentiles are dogs.
那么当耶稣到地上来的，
so when Jesus comes to the earth,
他们不但不认为他就是他们所等候的弥赛亚。
The only they do not acknowledge that he is the Messiah they are waiting for.
而且他们反对耶稣，把耶稣钉在十字架。
So they oppose Jesus and crucify him on the cross.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他们不顺从。
Because they are not obedient.
所以这里所讲的不顺从的犹太人。
So those are Jews who are not obedient here.
就是那些在旧约中间把圣经律法背到滚瓜烂熟。结果耶稣以来就把他定十字架的这些抵挡者。
These are those who oppose Christ Jesus when he comes and name the cross of God, yet they know the Bible through and through.
那这些人抵挡耶稣。
So these people oppose Jesus.
不顺从福音。
And they are not obedient to the gospel.
都不够。
Is it enough?
不够。
No.
他还要用这样的态度来逼迫信耶稣的人。
With this kind of attitude, they want to persecute those Christians.
在逼迫的中间,
in the persecution,
受最大的苦的就是那些传福音给外邦人的使徒。
The one that suffered the most is the apostles, the preacher Gentiles.
因为他们根本不信耶稣是弥赛亚。
They, because they totally do not believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
不信就不顺从。
And they do not believe, and that's why they do not obey.
不顺从就逼迫基督。
And because they do not obey, they persecute the Christians.
不逼迫基督以后又逼迫基督。
So after they persecute Christ, also they persecute Christians.
耶稣基督说,
so Jesus said,
他们还没有恨你们以前, 已经先恨我。
Before they hate you, they will hate me.
他们逼迫你们以前, 他们先逼迫我。
Before they persecute you, they already persecuted me.
我是你们的师父。
I am your master.
我实实在在告诉你。
Truly I tell you,
学生不能高过老师。
Students cannot be higher than a master.
他们逼害我，他们照样逼害你。
If they were to persecute me, of course they will persecute you.
不要惧怕。
But do not be afraid.
因为我与你们同在。
Because I am with you.
我在哪里，你们也在哪里。
Wherever I am, you will be also.
因为我活着，你们也活着。
Because I live, you shall live.
我与你们同在。
I am present with you.
小群啊。
Little flock.
你们不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
我差遣你们到他们中间去。
I send you to be in the midst.
如同羊进入狼群之中。
Like a lamb that enter into the wolf.
这是很可怕、很残忍的裁判。
This is something with cruel and horrifying standing.
我们的主就是这样把教会放在地上，让信徒受苦、受逼迫，为义 受艰难。
Such is the way that Christ has placed us Christians in the world so that for the sake of the gospel we persecuted and suffer too.
所以保罗说
And Paul said,
你们为我祷告
You pray for me.
使我脱离不顺从的犹太人
So that I will rescue from this unbelieving Jews.
因为他们已经预备杀我了
Because they are prepared to kill me.
我现在到耶路撒冷
Now when I go to Jerusalem,
我告诉你
I tell you,
这一次保罗到耶路撒冷
This time when Paul go to Jerusalem,
知道前面的路不好走
He know that what's laid before him is not easy.
罗马书第十五章
And in Romans chapter 15,
最后一次耶路撒冷，保罗回到耶路撒冷去。
The last time when Paul returned back to Jerusalem,
就这样在那边被定罪。
And there he was condemned.
就在这里怕被告。
There he was persecuted.
受捆绑。
He was bound.
以后就到罗马去就被砍头而死。
Then later on, he got to proceed to Rome, and then he was beheaded.
所以他知道前面的道路不容易走。
So he knew that what's laid before him is not easy.
所以求罗马的人为我祷告。
So he asked the Roman Christian to pray for him.
为我祷告。
Pray for me.
使我可以脱离不顺从的犹太人。
So that I can be delivered from the hand of those unbelieving Jews.
不是不顺从的外邦人。
It's not those unbelieving Gentiles.
不顺从的外邦人见结果最多就不信耶稣。
Because the worst is that these are people who do not obey among the Gentiles, they are disbelief.
但是犹太人不是如此。
But not with the Jews.
他们不顺从基督的结果就要杀害所有基督徒。
When they disobey Christ, later on they'll kill all Christians.
求你们。
I want to ask you.
为我们祷告。
Pray for me.
那如果脱离了这些不顺从的犹太人以后。
After I've been rescued from this unbelieving Jews.
会怎么样呢
？What would I do?
等一下我再讲。
I will say later.
我现在把第二点祷告的事情提出。
I'll bring the second point of prayer.
我为求你们为我祷告。
I want to ask you to pray for me.
使我这带的钱到耶路撒冷可以蒙圣徒悦纳。
So that this contribution I bring to Jerusalem could be acceptable by them.
我起先都很不明白。
Initially, I do not understand.
这个耶路撒冷人穷的半死，给他钱还要他悦纳。
These people in Jerusalem are so poor to give money to them, yet they are not accepting it.
哪里有这样的道理？
How would it?
有钱人给穷人。
拿去 The rich to give the poor, you take it.
哪里有人说你愿拿不愿拿
Would they ask, would you take it?
我可以不可以帮助你
Can I help you?
那等到穷人说可以才给他
So until the poor said, yes, you may, then you give.
我不喜欢你的钱
I dislike your money.
哎呀，对不起，给你考不及格，下一次等你愿了我再来好不好
I'm sorry, I fail. I will come the next time when you accept my money.
没有这样的事的。
Nothing of this will happen.
天下没有这样的慈善家。
Nothing with this kind of philanthropy.
世界出名的，包括吉隆坡的慈善家，其实呢是更大的野心家。
And this are great philanthropy. Actually, they are great ambitious.
用小钱要大名。
Using a small money, want to hope for the fame.
当全社会都知道他有名的时候，他可能赚更多的钱。
When the whole society know that he is famous, then he'll make more money.
只有。上帝才看清楚人心多么诡诈，多么阴险，多么邪恶。
Only God will truly know our heart.
所有慈善家解难的时候
，So when a philanthropy when they come to help you，
都是要做大广告。
They want to advertise.
所以呢，人知道他给多少钱，比他付广告费还是更便宜的。
So that people will know that how much he has given is even pay what he paid for the advertisement.
如果你捐一千万出去。
If you were to pay $10 million,
全马来西亚都都认识你。
The whole Malaysia know you.
那个名啊，是怎么买都买不来的。
That name you cannot buy it actually.
所以呢，法国大革命的时候。
So at the time of French Revolution,
有一个哲学家叫做 Detroit.
A philosopher called Detroit.
他的朋 Detroit 不是 Detroit. Detroit.
Detroit.
他的朋友叫做 Lemaitre.
His friend called Lemaitre.
他们讲一句话。
Yeah, they said what?
所谓慈善家。
As philanthropist.
不过比较。有眼大眼光的自私自利的人
Only are those selfish people who are more far-sighted
那么这些人慷慨的
So when they are generous
真的慷慨自己的慨吗
Are they spending their own money?
不可能的
No
因为每个人生出来都两手空空然后有自己带钱
Because everybody come empty-handed
都是慷别人的慨
Actually you are spending people's money
不过就转到他手里就变成慷他的慨
But now become his pocket, you know, pocket So that's why he spend the money
好
So
他给你钱的时候
So when he give you money
最好你跪下来谢谢
The best you kneel down and beg from him.
最好你登报谢谢他。
That you want to advertise on the paper to thank them.
多伟大。
Because I'm great.
多帮助。
Great, I help.
从来没有人给钱还要盼望乞丐说我悦纳你了。 可以走吧。
那 even the one who will pay money and then the beggar say, I accept you and then you can go now.
所以保罗在这里在讲什么？
What is Paul saying here?
你为我祷告。
You pray for me.
他说我带着这些钱到耶路撒冷。
So this money I bring to Jerusalem.
那边的圣徒可以接纳。
The saint there will accept it.
有没有搞错啊？
Something must be wrong.
保罗为什么讲这样的话？
Why Paul say this?
我想了很久想不明。
I pondered for a long time, I couldn't understand.
后来我慢慢揪到一件事。
Later on, I understand one thing.
很多人帮助穷人的时候，先看低穷人。
Other people, when they help the poor first, they despise them.
很多穷人接受帮助的时候，因为不得已，所以就屈辱，接受你一面轻看，一面帮助。
So all the, for those poor, on the one hand they despise you, on the other hand they have no way out. They got to accept your help.
这是圣经所不喜欢的。
This is something which is not pleasing to the Bible.
所以帮助人的人。
So when you help people,
要存一个感恩的心。
It is with a heart of thanksgiving.
今天我是因为神的恩，所以比你更多钱。
Today I have more money. It is by the grace of God.
既然上帝给我机会可以做一点好事，我感谢。
That God give me this opportunity so I can do this good thing. I'm going to thank God.
今天轮到你比我穷，不是轮到我比你穷，以至于我可以给你。我是为你很难过。
So that today you're poorer, not I'm poorer than you do. I am sad because of that.
所以知道有一天你比我更有钱的时候，你会给别人比我给人更多。
I know that one day when you become rich, you'll give to others more than I can give you.
所以我算不得什么。
So I'm nothing.
啊，这件事请注意啊。
And pay attention to this.
施恩给人的人
，He who give to others，
千万不要意识到自己是施恩者。
Do not first think that you are the giver.
要帮助人的人。
He who want to help others,
不要先假设那个人没有你的帮助一定死。
Do not first assume that without your help, that person will die.
当李博士奉献做传道。
When Dr. Lee dedicated himself,
有一次呢，他讲一句话。
There was one time he said,
很深的感动。
And it touched me.
他说我现在做传道的，有人给我，我要拿。
See, now I'm become a preacher. When people give, I'll accept.
但是我拿都很不舒服。
So I'm not comfortable with that.
因为我从前是给人，现在变成要人给我。
Because in the past I'm the one who give, but now I accept.
那个很不舒服的感觉。
Something I feel very uncomfortable.
我非常了解。
I understand.
因为我是一个不喜欢领受，喜欢给的。
Because I'm not someone who like to receive, but like to give.
一讲我就明白。
But when you say that, I understand.
你注意这个事情。
So you pay attention to this.
施恩的人。
The one who gives.
用施恩者的态度。
When you stand your attitude of a giver,
骄傲得不得了。
So arrogant.
来施恩的时候。
I come to give.
蒙恩的人一定不愿意。
The one who accept it will not accept it.
所以保罗这句话有很深的心理学。
So Paul have a deep meaning here.
中国战国策的时候。
At the time of 战国策 in China.
有一个这个预言。
There is something that happens.
饥荒来了。
You prophesy that the famine will come.
很多穷人没有饭吃。
And the poor would not have food to eat.
有个有钱人煮了大锅大锅的饭，叫穷人都来吃。
And this rich man had cooked a very big pot of rice and invite all those poor to come and eat.
但是他的心很好，态度不好。
But his heart is good, his attitude is not good.
来，来吃。
Come and eat.
煮好了。
I've cooked already.
其中有一个人，我才不吃你的。
A person said, I won't eat your food.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他心先受伤，口就不要吃了。
Because he was hurt in his heart, and that's why his mouth, he doesn't want to eat.
那个预言叫做什么？
What is the prophecy?
不是绝来吃。
And that parable is like,
不吃人家大喊大叫叫你来吃。
I would not eat when I'm commanded.
宁可饿死我不吃。
I would rather die, I wouldn't eat.
因为我的人格比我的肚子更值钱。
Because my dignity is worth more than my stomach.
我的尊严比我的苦难更有价值。
My dignity is have much more value than my suffering.
所以基督徒要学一个功课。
So as a Christian, you must learn a lesson.
你帮助人的时候
，when you help people，
不要以为你比他更高超。
Do not thought that you are higher than he does.
要知道他不过今天碰到穷的日子，所以需要人帮助。
Just to know that today he is poor and he need people to help.
谁知道以后你比他更穷呢？
You wouldn't know that maybe in the future you will be poorer than he does.
千万不要用看不起穷的态度来想帮助他。这是不但帮助不了，是羞辱你自己。
Do not use the attitude to despise those who are poor because that will not help them by insult yourself and God.
所以保罗说
，So Paul say，
为我祷告
，Pray for me。
他说我带去的捐献，他们可以接纳。
So that this contribution that I bring to them will be acceptable by them。
何等美的态度
！So good and beautiful
attitude。何等谦卑
！So humble。
有的人到监牢去讲道。
So when some go to the prison preach,
去讲到就好像我这个好人跑到你们坏人中间，很不甘愿的，监牢的人就讨厌他，讨厌他。
You preach as if there are good men coming to a bad man and then preach to them, people will dislike them.
我到监牢讲到的。
When I go to prison preach,
我常常先说
I first say,
朋友
friends,
你没有比我更不好，我也没有比你更好。
You are not worse than I do. I am not better than you do.
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
我们都是罪人，蒙上帝的恩和爱。
We are all sinners, but saved by the grace and love of God.
这样一句话，他们的心就融化，他们就预备听到。
And because of that statement, their heart are melted. They are prepared to listen.
我从哪里学到这一点？
Where did I learn this?
从耶稣的身上学。
From Jesus.
耶稣要帮助撒玛利亚妇人的时候
，When Jesus want to help that Samaritan woman,
他不是说你知道我是谁
？He did not say that Do you know who I am?
天上下来道成肉身来帮助你。
And the Word incarnated coming to help you now.
耶稣不这样说。
Jesus did not say in this manner.
耶稣夫人，请你给我水喝好吗
？Jesus said, Would you please give me a cup of water?
先尊重人。
Just honor them first.
尊重一个不知羞耻、天天换丈夫的。
Honor a lady who actually doesn't know what shame is.
但是耶稣先当他是人。
But Jesus first deemed this Samaritan lady as a human.
要尊重他的人权。
And also to honor and also to look up to his human rights.
在很谦卑的给他有帮助人的机会。
Then humbly asking for a chance to help them.
那耶稣不是不知道。
Jesus of course knows.
他以为耶稣真的傻傻的。
And she thought that Jesus is a fool.
你是犹太人，为什么向我撒玛利亚人要水喝呢？
You are Jews. How come you ask water for me as a Samaritan woman?
耶稣对她好，她变成这个骄傲。
So Jesus was good to her, and yet she feels so arrogant.
有的人说，我就知道了，这种人不可以对她太好，她会爬到你头上去。
So that people say, we know this kind of people don't have them too good.
耶稣没有生气。
Jesus did not get angry.
哎呀，你从这些圣经可以学到的功夫太多太多。
So from all these passages, you can learn a lot of things from Jesus.
我是传道人
I'm a preacher
我要学圣经的很多伟大的智慧
I have to learn another great wisdom from the Bible
因为连上帝的儿子到地上都这样谦卑
Before even for the son of God who come to the earth he was so humble
我们是谁
Who are we
有一次我们在菲律宾
There was once in Philippines
我跟林旺杰两个人从飞机场没有进城市就坐车三个钟头到难民营去讲道。
And together with Dr. Yaya Ling, before we go to the hotel, we took a car and then we go to a refugee camp to preach.
难民营原来可怜到一个地步，像棺材一样的，一个窿一窿，人是爬进去睡在里面。
You know, in that refugee camp, it's just like a coffin. People climb into that to sleep.
所以他们出来的要爬出来，睡的就在像笼子。
So they got to climb out, because they got cages.
那么我们到要讲道以前
，So before the preaching,
有几一些妇女团契的人先到。
And some of these are coming from women's society came first.
他们说坐好坐好。
They said be seated.
我们现在分拖鞋给你们。
Now we have to give you slippers.
那些拖鞋是用过的，又臭又旧的。
Actually, those are used slippers.
不坐好的分不到拖鞋。
Those who not sit well would not have a pair of slippers.
我听了难过的不得了。
I was so sad when I heard.
把人当作狗。
You deem as people as dog.
连旧拖鞋你要坐好才给，不坐不给。哇。这样骄傲的
Even old slipper, you say you must be well seated before we give to you.
那些难民瞪着这些妇女
So those refugees, they stared.
很不甘愿地坐在那
Unwillingly they sat there.
等聚会完了以后
After the meeting,
有一个最胖的坐在旁边的跑到我来
One who is a very plump came to me.
汤牧师你还记得我吗
Reverend Thomas, do you still remember me?
我说很对不起我见的人很多好像想不起在哪里见。
I say I'm sorry. I've seen so many people. I have forgotten properly.
他说你1974年到这一个西贡讲道的时候。
In 1974, when we were preaching in Saigon.
我每天坐在第一排。
Every day I was seated in the front row.
哦，我说我有点记得了。
I say very vividly, I now remember.
你知道他是谁
？You know who is?
他是整个越南的这个纸厂的最大的老板。
He's the big boss of all the paper factory in Vietnam.
人家说他是越南的纸王。
He is the paper king in Vietnam.
所有报馆的纸都要向他订。
All the newspaper factory where they have the paper, they book from them.
印刷馆印的书都是向他拿。
Even also the publisher, when they print books, they get a paper from him.
他有千千万万财产的大财主。
He is a very rich man.
现在变成难民。
But now become a refugee.
坐在那边还没有听到。
Before he
不做好不给你拖鞋。
If you're not seated, we won't give you slippers.
你看他心里什么感想
？You know what kind of feeling he has?
所以我告诉你
，I tell you，
千万不要轻看穷。
Do not despise the poor.
谁知道五十年以后你的孙子比他更穷？
Who knows? Maybe 50 years later, your children will be poorer than him.
谁知道你今天轻看的穷人，二十年以后是你孩子的老板？
And also, the one that you despise today could be your children's boss in the future.
我们要谨慎，对上对下，对上谦恭有礼，对下爱护。
We must be very careful to those who are up there, respect to those who are lower than us, love.
你这样做人,
if you were to behave in this manner,
就可以代表上帝,
then you can represent God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 感谢上帝,
praise God.
保罗这个态度太好了,
Paul has a good attitude.
我把这些捐款带到耶路撒冷,
when I bring this contribution to Jerusalem,
请你为我祷告, 盼望那边的圣徒可以接纳,
pray for me so that the saints there would accept it.
哇, 我很感动,
I was so touched.
我相信
I believe.
你读解经书读这一段没有讲得这么详细。
So when you read a Bible commentary, you won't explain so clearly.
哦，你再注意听。
So pay attention more.
保罗在这里不讲，我把你们的奉献交给他们的时候，他们。
Paul did not say that when I bring your contribution to them.
他说什么呢
？What did he say?
捐献，不是
contribution, contribution.
Not offering.
Not offering, 不是
保罗很
奉献。
分清楚，给上帝的叫做奉献。
So Paul made a clear discernment what they offer to God is offering.
帮助贫穷弟兄的叫做捐献。
So when you help the poor is a contribution.
中文圣经也翻译得很好。
And Chinese also good translation.
好，接下去。
Continually.
他说，并叫我顺做上帝的旨意。
So that according to the will of God.
欢欢喜喜到你们那里。
I will gladly go to you.
跟你们同得平安。
And we will be refreshed.
愿平安的上帝与你们众人同在。Amen.
So the God of peace be with you all. Amen.
所以保罗求什么？
What did Paul ask?
求平安。
Peace.
基督徒可以不可以求平安？
Can a Christian ask for
peace?
Can we?
可以。
Of course.
保罗说你为我祷告。
Paul said pray for me.
祷告几件事？
A few things.
第一。
The first.
他说祷告什么呢？
What did you pray for?
祷告使我脱离不顺从的犹太。
Rescue from the unbelieving Jews.
第二。
The second.
祷告。That, 我带到耶路撒冷全蒙悦纳。
That the contribution I bring to Jerusalem is acceptable by them.
第三
，The third，
祷告使我可快快乐乐到你们。
So that I can come to you in joy.
第四
，The fourth，
祷告使我可以与你们同享平安。
So that together with you I'll enjoy this peace.
好，现在我问你一个最重要的问题。
So a very important question I ask you.
保罗请他们一番祷告。
So Paul invited them to pray together with him.
结果保罗到耶路撒冷去的。
So when Paul goes to Jerusalem.
这些都达到吗？
All this accomplished
脱离不顺从的犹太人的时候吗？
To be rescued from the unbelieving Jews?
没有。
No.
他落在那些不顺从犹太人手里面。
He fell into the hand of those unbelieving Jews.
他说捐的款蒙悦纳吗？
The contribution he make is acceptable?
圣经没有提。
The Bible didn't say.
所以我不讲，很可能。
I don't know.
第三样。
The third.
以后他到犹太罗马的时候，是不是欢欢喜喜
？Later on, when he go to this Rome, was he enjoy?
不是。
No.
他是被当作囚犯带到罗马去受审。
He was treated as a prisoner to be judged in the Rome.
因为他去的时候，他要上告于该撒。
Because he wanted to appeal to Caesar.
所以表示他是在诉讼的事情还没有结束。
Which means at this thing of prosecution is not ended yet.
所以呢，这个祭司或者巡抚的这个犹太省的官。就告该杀说这个人我们审判他有罪现在他还要告你注意这个人
So this governor said that we have condemned him and now he said he wants to appeal to you pay attention to him
所以罗最后一次离开耶路撒冷
So the last time when he left Jerusalem
罗马真的老保罗真的可以到罗马去
And truly Paul could go to Rome
但是这次去不是去传福音
But not to preach
是去上宫廷
But go to the court
这次去不是去问候那边的圣徒
Not to go and send greetings to the saints there
这次去去看他在法院中间最后的结局要定什么罪
But in the court he will see what is the final condemnation
所以保罗说为我祷告
Paul said, pray for me.
是我脱离不顺从的犹太人。
So that I could be rescued from unbelieving Jews.
为我祷告。
Pray for me.
给我欢欢喜喜到罗马。
So that I could go there and enjoy.
为我祷告。
Pray for me.
给我和你们一样享受平安。
So like you, I can enjoy peace.
他们祷告了。
They prayed.
保罗祷告了。
Paul prayed.
后来呢？
Finally.
都不成。
No, nothing accomplished.
好在。
Good.
保罗先讲一句话。
Paul say first.
我借着主耶稣基督向你祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I want you to pray for me.
所以祷告是祷告。
So prayer is prayer.
我们的责任。
This is our responsibility.
尊主的主权祷告。
But because you want to honor the sovereignty of God, that you pray.
我们祷告达到不达到， 我们还要顺服上帝的。
Whether it is answered or not, we still want to submit to the sovereignty of God.
我们到耶路撒冷去。
When Paul goes to Jerusalem,
Lord, die, 犹太人的手。
He fell into the hand of the Jews.
从此命运定了。
And then his fate was determined.
永远不会再得到自由身。
And he will not have a free man anymore.
保罗祷告。
Praying,
求主给我欢欢喜喜到罗马去。
I'll go to Rome in joy.
然后可以再到西班牙。
Then I'll go to Spain.
但是这一次去就最后一次去，以后就不能再离开罗马，就这样死在罗马。
He went, and that was the last time, and he died in Rome.
保罗祷告。
Paul prayed.
求给我与你们一同享受。
That I would enjoy peace together with you.
到罗马去的时候。
So when he went to Rome,
没有平安。
No peace.
结果他被监禁。
But he was imprisoned.
结果他被杀。
And he was killed.
砍头死。
He was beheaded.
没有平安。
No peace.
那这样呢？
Then,
为什么祷告？
Why pray?
其实他都达到了。
Actually, all he has accomplished.
他脱离犹太人不顺从的时候。
When he was delivered from the hand of the unbelieving Jews.
最后神把他带到最荣耀的地方去。
God brought him to the most glorious place.
他真的达到了，欢欢喜喜到罗马。
And he went to Rome in joy, actually.
因为他是为义受逼迫，所以他是欢喜。
Because he was persecuted for the sake of righteousness, and that's why he rejoiced.
真正得到安息。
He truly had rest.
因为在罗马被杀以后，他永永远远在主的怀里安息。
Because after he beheaded in Rome, truly had rest in the Lord.
这些都要应验主说，能杀你的身体，不能杀你灵魂的。你不要怕他。
All this will realize what Jesus said, that he who can kill your body, not your soul, do not be afraid of them.
我告诉你，
I tell you,
罗马书十五章结束，应当就是罗马书结束了。
Romans chapter 15, when it ended, it should be the end of the epistle of Rome.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为祝福的话已经来了。
Because the word of benediction comes.
好像聚会完了，愿主与你们说阿门，就是结束了。
Just after the meeting, the benediction has been pronounced.
所以我们今天结束，我们就结束了，好不好？
So we end tonight here.
要不要再听第十六章啊？
You want to listen to chapter
16? 要不要？十六章要讲什么呢？
16, what to say now?
福音的信息。
The gospel.
永世的计划。
An eternal plan.
外邦人的罪。
The sin of
Gentiles. 犹太人的罪。
The sin of Jews.
全世界的罪。
The whole world's sin.
基督的担当罪。
And Christ comes to our sin.
圣灵住在得救的人心中。
The Holy Spirit indwells as believers.
拯救人脱离罪恶。
And he delivers from
sin. 圣灵充满人。
And he was given by the Holy Spirit guidance, by the Holy Spirit.
整个历史怎么走？
The host,
犹太人又要怎么样得救？
What happened to the Jews in the future?
圣徒的生活。
And the life of sin.
怎么样顺从呢？
How we are submissive to others.
顺从政府。
How we are submissive to the government.
政权的意义。
And the meaning of government.
全部都讲了。
All this is expounded.
讲到十五章讲完就完了。
And when we come to the chapter 15, all has been ended, it should end.
第十六章。
Chapter 16.
是很难讲。
Very difficult as well.
但还有很多很宝贵的证据。
But still a lot of good and rich truth.
我知道当你们听完的时候。
I know that after you heard all this.
你们会说主啊感谢。
You will say God thank you.
在我地上做人的几十年。
That when I am a man for decades upon the earth.
曾经有四五年可以听这个伟大的。
There was 4 or 5 years I could heard about this great book.
我相信。
I believe.
从头到尾听的人太有福气了。
He who listens from the beginning to the end is blessed.
你不可能每次来。
You cannot, of course, come every time.
全本圣经重要的信息吸收了以后。
But for the important message, you accept it into your heart.
你以后这一生就一定不一样。
So your life will be different.
愿上帝赐福。
May God bless you.
我们今天就讲到这。
We'll stop here.
我们大家站起来。
Should we all rise?
是。